Yeah, hold up, hold up. Can we go back a second? So you just bluffed Faraday into believing he'd reset you?
Yeah, pretty much.
What? That sounds near impossible.
Aw, thanks. Sorry, okay, so... Basically what happened is I flubbed some of the,
Sorry, could we,
Yeah, whoops. Sorry about that. But yeah, pretty much. So the bad news is that because I've been laying low away from him, I have about zero clue what's going on with him now. But the good news is that I now have a 100% clue what went on with him.
How exactly?
I was bored. I had nothing better to do. I mean, I don't know the details. Maybe it was the amount of time I spent chipping away at the system. Or maybe it had to do with the system itself from both ships being linked.
Oh, you should know. They've still got
the old EFO program, yeah. Ugh. Wakes me out. It's like one of those deep fakes. Like Siri.
Siri?
Oh, God, it's like a famous AI from back on Earth. You know, you actually gotta sound like her.
Back to Faraday?
Sorry, man, I haven't talked to people for fucking ages. Faraday. Amos, yeah, I found a bunch of old ship logs and old recordings. So they recorded everything from back during Korsenyowski's time, like, fucked up amounts. Horrible for them, good for us.
Oh, and you have them?
Yeah, I can play them. It's kind of easier if I go through them chronologically for you, because it makes more sense like that. There's some wild shit in there, though. It feels like a movie.
You don't think we should wait for the others?
Look, I came as soon as I got this stuff. I don't want to risk losing it. If that happens, then that's going to screw us over badly.
Okay. Play them.
You got it. You might want to sit down for this one. It's a doozy.
Sorry, got pretty professional. Hello, my name is Amos Faraday. Amos is fine. The message you sent me said, Mr. Faraday, which felt so strange. We don't really do formalities on this side of the ship, so sorry. If any of us forget, it's not out of a lack of respect, promise. Just sort of a cultural, sorry. Clumsy hands. I was combing for a queen earlier. With that many bees crawling all over you, sometimes it feels like pins and needles on your skin for ages. Anyways, welcome to the apiary. As you could probably tell by the sound of bees and my earlier mention of bees. bees. That's all there is to talk about here. So, Tor, we have about 30 hives in our apiary. We're one of four on the ship. We deal with pollination for two of the biggest orchards on Notos. So, if you've tried any of that lavender honey, that's from us. Alright, I'll be honest. It doesn't actually taste of lavender. It's a nicer name than just plain old honey. Sorry, I'm awful when you get me talking. I was always complaining about my tangents. For the project, you'll be looking at Hive C. That one over there. It's my favourite. I know bees don't really have personalities in the way that humans do, but I stand by the fact that they are the nicest group we have over here. They've never been aggressive, never caused any problems. The drones stay in the hive, so you can't actually see them, but those are the ones you'll be working with for the study. No need to feel guilty. They'll all die, either by mating with the queen or getting expelled during winter. It's a bit gruesome. Well, that's the circle of life, I suppose. I was just wondering if I could bring something to the table. I know you just wanted to have a look at the place, but I've been thinking of a way we could maximize pollination. It's a bit of a complicated process to explain, so I'll leave you without the finer details for now. But it has to do with the natural pheromones that bees emit and the emulation of them using sound waves. I don't want to mess with the natural order of things too much, obviously. But I really think that this could help our crop production, maybe even our oxygen stores. Keep that in mind, if you will. I'll keep showing you around. This way is just right. Oh, bloody fingers. Sorry. I'll start again.
Amos?
Ida, sorry.
How long have you been working?
Time?
7 in the evening.
No help, I don't remember when I clocked in.
Have you drunk any water? Ate any food? The smoke got to your head again, didn't it?
Guilty.
I told you, you need to start wearing a mask, Amos.
I forget. I just get into it, you know?
I know. Take a break, please, for my mental health.
All right. Fine. Sorry.
You're good.
You all right?
Fine. It's just worrying, isn't it?
What is?
Haven't you heard? They found another body. Just this morning.
Another one. God.
You don't think it could be...
What? Like, the same person who did it to that hostess?
I mean, who else? There can't really be two people running around and, you know, offing people.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it much. It doesn't really affect us, does it? It's East Wing people.
But it could. Eventually. I don't know. Alara's been up in arms about it.
Alara... your sister.
Yeah.
The politics one.
That's the one.
What does she think about it?
She thinks it's like... an agenda, I suppose? Like, someone from the West Wing is trying to prove a point? I don't know. I try not to listen to her too much. It worries me.
Yeah. Quite intense, isn't she?
That's one way to put it.
I'd like to meet her one day.
No way. You'd be a pair to behold. You're both so focused on your work, you just sit in silence and ignore each other. Sometimes between the both of you, I feel like I'm the weird one.
I don't mean to ignore you, Ida.
And yet you do, every time. Oh, don't give me the sorry look. It's fine.
Are you okay, though? About everything?
I'll be fine. It's like you said, it's East Wing people.
Who's that?
Probably just a visitor.
Do you think I should...
Don't. Last time you tried to show a tourist around, you scared them off so badly, we didn't get anyone for a month.
How was I supposed to know they were scared of bees? Why would you come to the apiary if you're scared of bees?
To deal with a phobia, maybe?
Who is that guy? He looks familiar.
I don't... Oh.
Which one of you is Amos Faraday?
Oh, I, me, sir. Commander? Commander.
Shh.
Commander will do.
It's an honor to have you here, Commander.
Yes. You said you were Amos Faraday, correct?
Me? Yes.
Take a walk with me, will you? Show me the apiary.
Oh, sure, yes, sir. Commander. What the fuck?
Shh, go!
I enjoyed the video tour you sent, Faraday.
Oh, you saw that? I just assumed it'd just go to the folks down at cryogenics. That's, I'm glad. Commander.
Yes. Awful lot of care you put into your work.
I try.
Is this the hive you were talking about?
I've seen. Yes. I'm surprised you recognized it.
They've got stunning colouring, don't they?
The bees. Almost golden in this light. They try to keep the lighting like what it would have been on Earth. To preserve...
I am aware.
Of course. I'm sorry, Commander.
How old are you, Faraday?
37, Commander. Been working in the business. Business for 17 years. Sorry.
And before that?
2 years in botany.
No experience in tech or neurology?
I'm afraid not. Just plants and bees. I'm afraid I'm awfully lost when it comes to the ins and outs of cryogenics, so I won't be much help with that.
The pheromone idea. Where'd you come up with it?
Oh, my proposition. Right, just from my experiences at the apiary. I'm sorry, it's a bit of an out there idea.
No, it's not. How would you feel about working with me on developing the idea, maximizing pollination, and perhaps extending the idea outside of the scope of just bees?
Oh, God, that sounds great, Commander.
Wonderful. I'll be in contact.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you, Commander, really. Thank you.
I need to get going. Keep your schedule free, Faraday.
Of course. Bye. Bye, Commander. Bye. Bye-bye. See you. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Is this?
My sister, Alara.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me not to notice. You two are almost identical.
Pleasure to meet you,
Amos Faraday.
Right, a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Faraday.
Gosh, Amos is fine. Sorry I'm late, Ida.
Does any Owski keep you late?
Nah, I kept myself late.
Shocker.
Kwasniewski? As in Commander Kwasniewski?
Oh, yeah, Ella, I forgot to tell you. Amos is working with the Commander now.
I'm not working with him. I'm working for him. It's a big difference.
I don't mean any offence, but why would a beekeeper be working with the Commander?
Oh, I shouldn't really say top secret stuff, you know?
Are you joking? Is it actually top secret?
I mean, he did say not to tell.
Hmm. Whatever it is, I recommend keeping your distance. I, for one, don't trust a single thing that commander does.
Laura! Oh, come on, you've just met him.
No, it's fine.
And what if someone else hears?
Ugh, let them. I'm happy to say it out loud. I'm happier for them to hear it.
Why wouldn't you trust him? If you don't mind me asking.
You've met him. What do you think?
I mean, he's a bit intimidating and a bit cold. But he's given me no reason to distrust him so far.
Well, I'll give you some. His policies are ridiculous. The situation in the West Wing is a dumpster fire, and he lets it happen because it benefits him. And there's murders.
Yes, but it's not his fault there's a murderer on board.
I wouldn't be too sure. There have been talks about cover-ups.
What? Like they know who's done it?
It wouldn't surprise me. But no, two people from the East Wing have been missing for a while. Some of us think they're connected deaths.
Yeah, but people go missing all the time. It's easy to fake. There's no precedent to say they've been killed.
These aren't people who'd fake a disappearance. These are people that would do anything but fake a disappearance.
So what? You think their deaths are being covered up?
It's not just me, there's a group of-
Oh god, Alara, don't do that. Don't go getting yourself involved in something like that.
I'll do what I want. They're a good group. They want what's best for this ship.
You'll get yourself in trouble.
You don't change anything without causing a bit of trouble.
She has a point.
Amos, please, don't encourage it.
I'm not. I'm just making conversation. I'm working for him, remember?
Yes, and you're abandoning your work here, leaving me to pick up the slack.
Shoot, sorry. I'll get on that. What do you need me to do?
I'll get out of your hair. Thanks for letting me stop by, Ida.
Anytime.
And nice to meet you, Amos.
Nice to meet you too. She's intense.
That's Alara for you. Come on.
Right. Sorry, yeah.
Impressive, isn't it?
Gosh, yeah, it really is.
Dr. Watchman was very impressed with the work you did. She doesn't let just anyone into her labs.
Huh, well, I mean, it wasn't just my work. It was the work you and I did, Commander.
Yes. But I'm not the one she personally invited.
I suppose not. Sorry. I don't want to be rude.
You're not. I suppose you're looking forward to seeing what we've been doing with the technology.
Honestly, I didn't know you could do any more. The rate of pollination is already showing signs of increasing. I think we're really onto something here, Commander.
Wonderful. But we're trying to go beyond pollination, Faraday.
Right! God! What else would...
Dr. Watchman, there you are.
Would this be the beekeeper turned scientist?
Just a beekeeper, I'm afraid. I'm Amos.
I disagree with you there. Cordelia Watchman, pleasure.
Dr. Watchman is a, what was the word?
Neurodiagnostic technologist.
Ah, yes. That.
Impressive job title.
It's more simple than it seems. I use technology to record electrical patterns throughout the nervous system and, you know, the brain.
Oh, I'm surprised you've been involved in the project. All my work's done via sound waves.
Fascinating stuff. I would have never considered bees to be a good model for behaviour. They're so specific. Usually, we'd use mammals, monkeys mostly, rats too.
Model for what behaviour? If you don't mind me asking.
Human behaviour. Eventually.
Human?
Your work has made a fantastic addition to Cordelia's research.
Research on what?
That is what I wanted to show you. Look, come here.
Oh.
This is Sally.
Oh, well, hello there. It's Sally.
Mando, would you like to have a go?
Well, I can't say I've lacked curiosity.
A go at what?
So Sally has had an electrode implanted into her brain. Nothing harmful, just in her prefrontal cortex. And Commander, if you'd be so kind.
Ah.
So these are two separate electrodes to be placed externally. If you could just place them on both sides of your temples, Commander.
Like so?
Exactly. Now. Ha.
Oh.
Feels odd, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound like she likes it.
Commander, imagine you're using the program, the same interface from the original prototype.
Yes.
Now, direct Sally to do something. Say, hold up her left paw.
All right. Fascinating.
How are you doing that?
Your technology, Faraday. Your technology led us here.
That's amazing. How did you get...
I bet you have her walk forwards, Commander.
Brilliant. Utterly brilliant.
I think it's hurting her.
What else can I do?
Anything.
Could I get her to hurt herself?
If you like.
Don't do that.
Well, would you look at that?
Stop it! I'm sorry. Ignore me.
Blast. What happened?
That's the problem. It only works for a limited time before the subject passes out. Repeat attempts have proven quite, detrimental to the subject's health.
It looked like she was in pain.
It appears so.
Amos, you see this?
I do.
We'd like you to join us in developing this technology.
Me? Well, I'm honored, Commander, but I don't know how I'd be able to help.
We started with your bees. Let's continue on with them. See what comes of it.
You said you wanted to research humans eventually. You don't mean that...
Only for extreme situations, Faraday. Nothing to worry about.
I don't think that's ethical.
What?
But I trust your judgment, Commander.
Good. Dr. Watchman, I assume you'll be happy to have Amos work part-time in the labs?
Fine by me. Nice to have some fresh blood up ship.
Ha!
I'll move your quarters from the West Wing to the East Wing, and I'll update your files accordingly.
Commander, thank you.
Don't thank me.
Right, sorry.
Get to work, Faraday. I want that mouse to be able to do everything I want without a break by the end of the week.
Exciting, isn't it?
Sure is.
I miss you, Amos.
Hmm?
Nothing. Sorry.
No. Tell me, what is it?
I just said, you've been away often, Amos, that's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry you've had to pick up the slack. It's just, well, we have another deadline, and Cordelia wants me there constantly. And it's what Korzeniowski wants. I can't really say no.
I know. No, I just meant... Well, I miss having you around, Amos.
Oh,
No, don't look like that. It's just, you're up ship now, and Alara's up ship too. It's not your fault, just a little lonely, I guess.
Yeah. Tell you what. Once this week's over, you can come spend the weekend at mine. New quarters are swanky. I've got a whole living room.
That'd be nice. What's this week?
Big deadline. Cordelia's planning on testing apes next, and the commander wants the report by Friday.
Will you please tell me what it is that you're working on?
Ida, you know I can't do that.
It just drives me insane, both you and Alara. It's always, I can't tell you that, or sorry, Ida, that's top secret. Makes me feel really inferior, you know?
I know. I promise, when this is over, we'll just be boring old beekeepers, and I won't need to hide anything from you again. Okay?
Okay.
What's Alara got to hide?
I don't know. She worries me. She's gotten in with that group that have been arguing against the commander.
Yeah. They've gotten big, huh? There's that protest this Friday, isn't there?
Oh, that's not them. Some other group, I think.
Two groups? Damn.
I think I might go.
What? You going to a protest?
I don't know. They have some points, don't they? But I know since you're working for him, well, I just wanted to check that it'd be all right. I won't go if you don't want me to.
What? Oh, God, no, Ida. Do what you like. I'm fine with it.
If you're sure.
I'm sure. And and you say you and your sister aren't the same.
We're really not. You promise I can come after Friday?
Promise. Okay?
Okay.
Commander, why did you do that? Why would you do that? That's not fair, Commander. That shit isn't fair. I don't understand how you could do that. Was it all planned in advance? All of it? All those murders? You as well. Were they part of it? To start those riots? Ida was one of them. The 50%. Did you know that? Did you know that she was my best friend? She did nothing wrong, Commander. Nothing! She was quiet, she was good, she did her job, and it wasn't her fault that she was there. She was looking for something to be a part of. She didn't mean any harm by it. Oh, is that how you're going to justify it? By saying it was because they meant harm! Harm. Half of our ship, Commander. Half! Do you know how many people that is? Have you ever seen those people? Because I did. I woke up next door to them. I rode the train with them. I sat next to them. I ate with them. Now they are dead. And I would be too if you hadn't thought to... Well, consider this my resignation. Ida was good. And you've killed her. She has a sister left behind. A sister who loved her. Who... A sister who...
Hello?
I want in.
What? Oh, you're Faraday, aren't you?
Your group. I want in.
Look, Faraday.
Amos.
Look, Amos, I know you're upset. I'm upset too, but I can't just...
He's working on technology that I think you'll be interested in. I've been working on it with him.
It's late. I'm grieving my sister.
I am too. Please.
Come in. Look, we don't know where we stand. We can't just let anyone...
I'm not anyone. I can be your inside man. Just... Please. I need to do this. I need to do something.
You know, he doesn't actually trust you, don't you?
Of course I do.
So, how can you help?
I told you, he's been working on technology that I think you'll want to know about. Him, a neurotechnician, and I. It's modelled off my designs, modelled off of how bees interact with one another, using technology to externally control the behaviour and actions of other living beings.
Come again?
It sounds like fiction, but we're doing it. We just finished the latest patch. The final step is to...
You're bullshitting me. Break some kind of morality code. It must...
We can't let him have it.
No shit. You're saying you worked on this?
I assisted, mostly.
But you have an in.
I have an in.
I'll have to talk to the others and see what they say. That's really fucked up, Amos. If that ends up in anyone's hands, anyone's, it could spell a disaster.
Yes. I'm beginning to see that myself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You need to be careful.
I know. Can you hear my heartbeat? I feel like I can.
You're good.
The implants hold most of the data. I just need to get a pair and then we're...
Implants?
No, not like that. They're just electrodes that you put on your temples. We call them implants because, well, actually, I don't know why we call them implants.
Because it sounds horrible.
I don't know where Cordelia would have left them. I've never been able to touch them myself. Or use them, for that matter.
I'm not particularly surprised.
I've always been curious, though.
Well, want them as soon as possible to examine and confiscate. Your membership is still pending.
Trial period. I know. Do I actually have to pay membership? Or is...
Don't be stupid.
I wonder what Ida would think. Seeing us work together like this.
She'd probably have a heart attack.
Yeah. I miss her.
Me too. How's it coming along?
Not much luck. Shit.
What is it?
Cordelia's here.
In the lab? Shit! Has she seen you?
No. She's asleep.
Asleep? Did you say?
Yeah. At her desk. She must have conked out for the night.
Okay, get out of there. We don't want to risk waking her up. You can come back tomorrow.
Wait.
Amos.
She's wearing them. The implants.
What? Like, on her temples?
Yeah. Yeah, she must have been testing something before she fell asleep. The program's up next to her.
Well, get out of there.
No. This is good. I don't know where she would have hidden them otherwise. I can just go.
Amos! Oh, for God's sake.
See? She didn't even notice. Do you want both?
Ideally, yes, but please don't.
Shit.
Amos? What are you doing here?
I just, came to do some work.
Why are you... Wait. Is that one of the implants?
Shit.
Amos, what are you...
I had nothing to do with this, you hear me?
Amos?
Amos? Amos!
What is that? What is...
Amos.
Step away, Cordelia.
Stop, that hurts!
Find prototype C
Amos,
of the
what
implants.
What are you doing?
Amos, please stop it. I can't control
Amos,
my move. Amos,
too late now.
Please.
Let it go.
And close your mouth.
Are you all
right? Put the other prototype on your other temple.
You don't sound like...
Stop it, Alara.
What's gotten into you?
Now, Cordelia, go to your laptop and turn the setting all the way up. All the way up. That's right. Don't scream. You know what? I think I quite enjoyed that.
Amos, what did you just do?
One moment.
Hello?
I think I just found us a cover story, Alara.
Listen, Amos.
You know what? I think I prefer Faraday, actually.
Are you sure it was the prototype?
I am. It was dangerous. She likely mistook it for the one we were currently using. I did tell her to label them, but she told me she was sure that she knew what she was doing.
She always was stubborn to a fault.
Shame, isn't it?
It is. And the current one?
Burnt to a crisp. Rendered completely unusable, I'm afraid.
What a disappointment.
I suppose.
Are you doing all right, Amos? You seem quite out of it.
I'm fine, Commander.
It must have been difficult seeing her body. You were the one who found her. Correct? It must have been difficult.
I was. It wasn't really... Didn't really feel anything, if I'm honest.
I suppose we all grieve differently.
I suppose we do. How do you feel, Commander?
About
everything. I suppose it all went to plan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The deaths?
There was no plan, Faraday. They were out of control. I took no pleasure in it.
That's a shame.
I'm sorry.
If you're going to have to do it, you should at least take some pleasure in it. Make it fun.
I don't think this kind of behavior is appropriate.
Of course, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, if it were me, I'd at least have some fun with it.
But it won't be you, will it?
No. It won't.
Is that all?
That's all I could find. Yeah. I wish I had more, but he must have been extra careful to scrub whatever comes next.
That's insane. That's not possible. He must have made this shit up.
Why would he go through the effort of locking it away?
Electo, you can't be serious. I mean, mind controlling people via drugged water is one thing, but literally controlling people's actions with a microchip? That is entering batshit insane territory.
I think we're beyond insane territory at this point. He seemed so normal before.
Duh, I know, it was weird.
That implant, it must have done something to him.
Cross some wires and made him a psychopath? Give me a break.
Do you have any other explanation?
No, I don't. But it's not that.
What I want to know is where that technology is now. Because if it's still in his hands, we're screwed.
I mean, I don't think he would have sat on it, right? This is Amos Faraday we're talking about. The man can't hold himself back when giving a speech, for God's sake.
Quinn. Quinn'll know. We need to talk to her.
Quinn? Yeah, but she's working for him, isn't she?
Not necessarily. When Hallie was spying on Faraday, he'd mentioned she'd been fired.
Long story, I'll explain later.
If she's been fired, maybe she holds some kind of a grudge?
That's exactly what I'm hoping for. Enough that maybe she'll finish the story for us.
Oh, it must be dark if he's gone through that much effort to delete everything about it.
Yeah, but we need to find out. And hope whatever she has to tell us, it sheds some light on what Faraday's doing now.
You want us to divert the ships here?
Those coordinates, yes. Do I have to keep explaining myself?
But those are behind us. You want us to double back off course?
I do.
Why?
Why? Look, don't ask questions. Just do as I ask. Is it really not that simple?
I'm sorry, Commander. It's just, it's not a choice of coordinates.
Why would it be?
Well, Commander, it's the exact same place as where, ex-Commander Korsiniowski was, executed.
Huh. Is it now?
It is. I remember because we had to stop the ship. I just kept looking at the numbers, wondering what was going on.
What's your name?
Buckley, Commander.
And you're head of navigations, correct?
Correct.
Good. You diverted course last time I asked Buckley. You can do it again.
It's just, Commander, with the power...
That will be all. I want us going as fast as possible, Buckley.
Yes, Commander. Would that be both ships?
Yes. What a coincidence that it's those exact coordinates. Makes me think, you know, that this is right.
Commander?
I don't believe in fate. But this just feels meant to be. Besides, I've always fancied a trip back to the cemetery.
Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Eleanor, and thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. In Transit Episode 2.10, Cemetery, was written and edited by Matt Wilson and featured the voices of Brad Colebrook as Ziggy, Kristen Hayes as Electo McAlpine, Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Eleanor Holman as Ida Quinn, Jamie Stapleton as Konstantin Korzeniowski, Kat Lazarus as Alara Quinn, Ellie Pearson as Cordelia Watchman, with additional voices by Jen Marcus. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or a review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to us to hear what you have to say. See you soon, and travel well.